Joystick, the joystick show. Up, up, down, down, left, right, B, A, B, A, select.
Start.
Welcome, gamers, to our twisted reality. Grandpa, I know now how you feel.
Joystick, the joystick show.
Welcome, everybody, to the Joystick Show. We are back by popular demand. So popular that I'm getting fan mail. I try to open my mailbox and stuff just pours out. And I'm grabbing it off the ground. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. I'm writing. I have carpal tunnel from responding back, but my penmanship is so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Writing letters back to people. It's crazy. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Yeah?
Yep.
What's been up with you?
Nothing.
No?
No.
No? Do you have a good week? Is there anything cooking? Are you that excited to be on the show that you have something so special to talk to fans and the Rumble Pack about? Your one fan that's out there? And the Rumble Pack?
I have... What?
What?
That didn't make any sense.
That doesn't. You have nothing to say.
No, what you said didn't make any sense.
That you don't have something to say to talk about to your fans.
I'm that excited that I don't have something to say.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a double negative. Entendre. You've never met Entendre? He's a great dude. I'm telling you.
What?
Never mind. All right. Let's start the show. We go by our gamer tags on Bokespear.
I'm Thing 12.
Right. And we're talking video games, video game reviews, and what's cooking on there. Oh, wait. How can people get a hold of us? Quickly, go.
Joystickshow at gmail.com, joystickshow.com, or at joystick_show on Twitter, or mm-hmm. by our gamer tags.
That's right. And we are in the midst of, well, you're in the midst of a normal life. I'm in the midst of trying to understand this digital revolution of things that are out there that I can't explain and understand. I feel so inept right now, trying to deal with the digital world. We'll talk about it in a second. But before we do, we have a sponsor. Speaking of that, our sponsor this week is the Encyclopedia Britannica for the Digital Age. Old schoolers need to know what grinding, bot, sweaty, verge, blipping, bail wagging, or spotty thumping means in gaming? We'll stroll on down to the end of the hall and pull a fresh new publication that comes pre-scented with a musty and mildew scent, crack it open, and learn some new verbiage from the young gaming community. The Encyclopedia Britannica for the Digital Age, Old Fart Edition. Just $79.99, sold by door-to-door salesmen only, and only accepts checks. Flag down your salesman on the street today.
Hmm.
Huh?
Hmm.
That's what we're dealing with right now. And, oh, let's talk a little bit. On the gaming front, I'll tell you what I'm on the front. I feel like fodder, gaming fodder. That's all I am. You throw me out there like, hey, let's see what happens when he's out there in the gaming world and see him flounder around like he knows what he's doing. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. You know where I'm going with this?
No.
Huh?
No.
I'm in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
I've been trying for 2-3 weeks, and these guys probably listen. Somebody's going to hopefully get back to me from... It's horrible because I've not reached out to them. I haven't done... even went on YouTube, can't find it. So Final Assault, right?
Mm-hmm.
By PhaserLock Interactive. Great group. Great opportunity. The folks gave me the special key to go on and play. Right, I sign up, I go on to Discord, we got our own name and everything now, everything. I cannot find where to go to start playing this game. I've tried everything. I'm looking around, I'm on Steam, I'm on the back door, I'm Googling for places to put my code in, I'm doing all sorts of things. I go to their Discord, they got a great community, but nobody talks about, hey beginner, hey noob, 101. Let's figure out how you just type this code in and get you into the game. I can't find it anywhere. And do I want to be the guy that goes, hey, look at me. Can somebody help me figure out how to do this?
Dad, okay. No. Let me just say something.
You're youth. You should be doing this for me.
No,
it's like push me around in a digital gaming wheelchair.
Dad.
What?
Let me just tell you something. How many times do you pick up your phone to text someone a day?
Too many times, probably.
Okay.
Why?
So, your Discord server and everything, you're trying to figure out you couldn't find anything?
Yes.
I sat down, yes. Right? Just right where you left it, looking at the Discord server. There's a text box. U-H-H-H-H-H. How do you download the game? That's it. You're done. I just banged the tip. You're done.
Someone, wait, you got the answer?
Someone will respond by you. I was reading the text and everything. And or the chat and everything, and people responding like that. The latest text was only like an hour ago.
Yeah.
Like it's like all you had to do is just do what you do every day. It's not anything.
Yes, but you gotta understand our generation didn't like to ask for directions. Okay.
That's all you had to do. There's no way you could learn unless you asked.
No, we had these things called Rand Metallica. What is it called? McRand? Maps. I can't even remember what they are now. McRae and McTalia or something. Oh my god. Anyways, they were literally physical printed papers that showed you routes, and that's how you used a map. You didn't text anybody. Mm-hmm. You didn't pick up your not cell phone, your bag phone in your car, or stop by to a pay phone and put 25 cents in and call somebody and say, hey, how do I get to your house? That's what you did. Same thing here in the digital age, baby. I'm just gonna figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
No? I should probably text, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's what I'm doing on the digital front. I'm trying to figure out how to even start playing a game I wanted to front on, and I haven't been able to. That's what I'm doing. What are you doing?
Well, I'm playing more Apex Legends, get into it. I guess there really isn't anything new to say about it. Same game, same stuff.
You're playing with your buddies though now, right? You got four of you going at it?
Yeah.
Is it better at four or three?
It's
or
three. It's maximum three. But yeah, it's for sure better.
What's the best guy? Isn't there four dudes? Like a big, huge honking dude, like a really like wizardy dude, and one like kind of a main dude?
There's ten. There's ten or eight guys. I think it's ten.
Okay.
So.
Oh, options you mean?
Options, different guys. Yeah. Okay. There's not only three, but right. Yeah, I don't know. There's really nothing else to say about it. Nothing's changed. Everything I talked about last week or 2 weeks ago. What? You said the other big... Yeah, there's a big...
Who is the best guy of those?
Oh. I don't know. It depends how good you are with them. For me, it's... probably Wraith. She kind of, like, she punches portals into, like, reality, and then you can, like, go through them, and she also switches to, like, a second dimension to, like... move around. And
you're the selfish player.
Yeah. So when your teammates are just getting pummeled and dying, you go to second dimension for a little bit, run away. And what's cool is actually...
And they go pick up their essences.
No, because you can't see them, right?
Oh.
You can't... Or, like, so you're in a different dimension, so you can't see anything.
Got it.
That or any people or anything that was there.
Mm-hmm.
But you're kind of just there. And then you go back. And it's kind of cool. Yeah, I like cool. her. She's
so you
cool.
like... She's the best? Mm-hmm. All right. So what are you playing then? Anything else?
Yes.
What?
Anthem came out February 22nd.
Oh, that's what I meant when I put in Apex. I meant Anthem.
Oh.
That's what I'm talking about with the different players. I just sat here. We were talking about two different games staring at each other. And I'm thinking you're talking about the thing. And when you kept saying that about her, I'm like, wait, that seems like that player on Apex. Remember I said Essence? Pick up the Essence?
Yeah.
Because I was thinking about Apex, but it was Anthem.
No.
All right, so let's start the show again.
Okay, no.
Oh, down, left, right. Welcome, gamers, to this twisted world. All right, tell me about Anthem.
Anthem came out February 22nd, and I got to play it. Now, yes, you're right, there is a big dude.
Thank you. His
name's Colossus.
Yes.
He's kind of more of the bigger dude. He's got great defense, great attack, all that. Then there's a sorcerer dude who's really fun. He has spells. Interceptor, or the Storm. Storm and Colossus are two names. Interceptor is kind of this fast guy who has more melee because his melee does a lot more. And then there's like your average guy who just, he's like the captain. He uses a lot of guns and things
right,
like that.
Right, right.
So.
And which one do you like out of those?
Honestly, I've only played, well, I played them all, but like I haven't played them enough because on the demo I got to play them all, but I only played... Really, I've only really gone in depth with Storm and Ranger, which is the normal guy.
Right.
So I don't really know what to say, but probably once I play them all, I'll probably like Interceptor the most.
All right, so I got to figure out. I put into this game too, so I need to be playing it. I have not played it yet.
It's really fun.
Okay.
And okay, so talking about it, like, I think it's really fun. I think it's a really good game. So we had
better than Destiny too.
Yeah, I don't like Destiny. I don't like any of the Destinies. Okay. I did when they first came out, and then I just don't like them anymore.
Okay.
But so yeah, I love Anthem. Like, okay, so if you're like, it's like Destiny a lot, people have been saying, but when you actually get to play it, it's really not, because there are some aspects to it that will remind you of Destiny, like the picking up loot and everything, but it's just really not. There's actually really good in-depth things to it, and especially, I love the story about this game. The demo did not express the story enough. I thought it was just going to be bad, like, I don't know, I thought it wasn't going to be that good of a story, but when you actually get into it, there's a whole backstory behind,
How it came about,
they're called javelins, how, like, the Ranger Storm, those suits are called javelins, how they made them, why they made them, it's just a really good story onto it.
Yeah.
And also, the campaign missions are better than you think. There's so many good cinematic scenes.
And campaigns are single person, too?
No, you have four people in campaign.
Four people going through them.
Yeah, and so you can make it single, or you can put a private lobby and just have you run through it.
Yeah.
But it's actually really in-depth. Like, you'll go through a tunnel, put you in a loading screen for... Loading screens are as long as I thought they would be, because the demo, they were long, but they fixed that. But anyway, you get into this cool cinematic scene, right? And the graphics are amazing. And it just, if you put together every cinematic scene into it, it'd make, like, a good movie.
Really movie?
Like, yeah. that's what I like in a story, because, cool. Like, it, when something does that in a game, that's what makes it a good
story.
Well,
you know, I love the storyline of games, so maybe I should do that. So I need to get my dude, El Peculiar, and somebody to buy this game. It's that good of a storyline, you think, to go through it?
Is it a good button mashing,
though? A lot of button mashing? Shooting things?
No, because...
Killing it?
Your abilities are... It's a gun game, but you have abilities that take time to load up. So, it's not button mashing, but unless you consider holding a trigger to shoot. I mean, granted, unless you have a different gun that's like a shotgun, but I don't know. It's more of a strategy. I don't know. You have your abilities on the side.
Is it an RPG, too? Do you build up your guy uniquely and do things?
You can equip different weapons to him.
Okay.
And things as you go longer, you get better weapons.
Yeah.
Stuff like that, if that's what you mean, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And cosmetics, too, but, like, yeah.
So on the rank of all the games that came out for the past year and a half, is this rank number one, two? What is it? Where does it rank?
Past year? Like, this year? Yes. 2019?
Well, let's say 2018, 2019.
Oof. I don't know. Probably, it's definitely top five.
Okay.
I think it might actually be like five. Because, like, it's good. But, I mean, you're considering, like, Black Ops came out last year.
Yeah.
So many really good games came out last year that you can't really, like...
There is a ton. That's why I'm just wondering how it ranks within
Yeah. Spider-Man came out last year.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so
that's your boy.
God of War 4. Did God of War 4 come out?
Yeah.
I don't know. So, honestly, it's all, like... Yeah, I don't know. It's, but top five is good for the amount of good games that came out last year.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's Anthem. Nice little introduction. I'm sure there'll be some more conversation down the line on that. All right, so let's now jump into... We got a very short, but jump into the news.
The Joystick News Report.
Joystick News! Okay, in the news, what do we have that's cooking? Just a couple things I want to mention. Did you see Call of Duty... They have a. They started saying we have a entirely new campaign that's set up for the new Call of Duty game. They said they took some risks with the Black Ops 4 by dropping single player campaigns in favor of like multiplayer experiences.
Mm-hmm.
That really bothered me because, like I said, I like a good storyline, right? And they totally took the storyline out of it. Now I don't know if that's if they're talking about. Like going back to the campaign, like a single campaign or not, but it's going to be. I know they're going to do a huge expansion of like the multiplayer world, and bring up some co-op gaming. So as much as I'd rather have a better co-op game experience than a single player or a multiplayer, right? So I'm kind of that niche player, and I don't know, because did you think? To me, Black Ops 4 got very little love. It came out for a little bit, then went away.
Yeah,
right?
It definitely died in like 3 months.
Right, and that's Activision, right?
Mm-hmm.
With those guys and Blizzard.
With a game that big, you can't really say it died, because there's Call of Duty 1, Call of Duty 2. With a game like Fortnite, where it doesn't have a previous game, and it's kind of just surprisingly, like, no one expected it to get up.
Yeah.
That's a game that can die.
Right.
But Call of Duty can't really die, because you always have a bunch of those diehard fans of Call of Duty that'll just keep playing and playing it. So,
yeah.
I can't really say it died, but, like, it's...
Yeah, it wasn't... didn't hold its longevity on it. Yeah, so anyways, I saw that little bit of news coming in. You know, the other thing I saw, this is kind of a bummer, though, for the industry. I see a lot of the studios laying people off. So I don't know if they think there's going to be a downturn next year, next couple years in gaming or not. But there's been a few layoffs. Like, I mean, just even speaking of Blizzard Activision, I think laid off like 8% of its workforce. I mean, that's a lot of folks,
mm-hmm.
right? You know what I mean? That's working at it. I'm just wondering if they're preparing for a downturn in the entertainment world, or just the games that they can't come out with or compete with, or maybe it's a different kind of focus where you need more VR-focused like designers, but you still need graphic artists and stuff. So I don't know. Anyways, that's just one of many gaming companies I heard that were in that process. So that's some news that came up. What else was in the news?
In the news, we got... a new Nintendo RPG coming.
Yeah, I saw that, and it was, what was it? I wasn't very familiar with it, but it looked like there was a pretty big hype for it, as well as Anunnaki?
Anunnaki?
I don't know much about it, but it said February, they showed off, I guess this past a couple weeks or a week ago, a new action role-playing game coming to PC and consoles. If you're a person that likes a lot of the, I guess, earlier stage role-playing games and earlier designs, this is developed by Square, and is it Enix? Enix? E-N-I-X? Enix? Studios out of Tokyo. And it's supposed to be out, I think, this summer, not 19. And it's going to launch on the Switch, PlayStation 4, and they will offer it for Windows as well, but definitely is a game designed from that area. Maybe, I don't know if it's specifically an Asian game or not, but or I should say, if it's, well, yes, Tokyo design, so it certainly has that flair to it as well. But there wasn't, I didn't think a lot in the news that I saw. Do you have anything else or anything that came up that you saw of value? No? Okay, quick news.
This concludes your Joystick News Report.
Joystick News!
All right, let's talk, it's time for a quick riff rap. So the riff rap, I still keep playing, man. I love and playing some Bridge Crew as I keep going along. Love that game, going back, keeping my captain skills up, actually my tactical skills up. Did a little helm work as well, flying the...
I like tactical the best.
Tactical's my favorite,
because,
actually.
It's where you... Or what's tactical again?
Tactical is where you can launch torpedoes, shoot phasers, but the best part is you can... What I love doing is I love to disrupt their shields or their guns or their engines and do stuff.
Yeah, you know I mean? I like the one that, like, when the captain tells the person to scan.
Yes, that's the tactical guy.
That's tactical,
yep.
Okay, yeah.
Yep, exactly. So I think Engineer may be able to do it, but Tactical is the main dude, so he's my fave too. Or captain, but... I do want to mention this, and I don't even think she knows I'm going to mention this because I haven't talked to her in a while, but I don't want to give her full name, and I need to get her gamer tag out, but Jay Beck is an old Rumble Packer from early days. Matter of fact, remember we talked about having her on the show with her and her son that play,
mm-hmm.
right? She was actually one of the true gaming gals of the, I don't want to say too early because she'd be like, I'm not old. Because mm-hmm. I know we're getting up there in age. But the coolest thing, though, is this girl is on fire! She is actually doing Beat Saber, right? Like mm-hmm. crazy. She's got a bunch of videos up there, and if I can, I'll post a few. She'll let me. I'll have to talk to her because I want her on the show talking about it during the VR section. Mm-hmm. But she is going crazy on Beat Saber. She's actually ranked, I think she's like in the top 2000s in the world playing Beat Saber, and like in the top... 1,000 in the United States as well. So she's working at getting better, and she kind of posted her points and how she's doing and everything, which I thought was cool. And when you watch it, I didn't realize, like, there's this whole community out there mm-hmm. that's totally ranking everybody going through these things, and there's like over 1,000 songs that are kind of like, there's all these people just designing. I guess it's really easy to take a song and create the beats to it, whatever, and are creating this whole community of, like, I don't want to say cracked games. What is it when you, like mods, like a bunch of song mods, mm-hmm. right, for different games. So I think I might have to play this game a little bit more now. I think she's getting me into it, watching her go at it and play it. And I'm going to have her on to at least talk a little bit more about it. Maybe the community in general doing mm-hmm. that, because it might be much bigger. You know, I remember Rock Band and what was the other one? Rock Band and what was the other game that was out for a while that was... that was based
Guitar
on...
Guitar Hero?
What? Guitar Hero, thank you. Jeez. The first one. Yeah, the big one, Guitar Hero. I mean, we spent hundreds of dollars on that stuff playing that when I first came out. It was mm-hmm. awesome. And it really did help, like, drummers learn the drum, right? I don't know if it helped guitar players guitar any better or play guitar, but definitely the drums made drummers out of it. Just if you just constantly played that game. But it's really cool to watch this. And you talk about a good workout. Holy smokes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just keep playing this. That's all you really need to do. It's like Jazzercise of the 80s, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, there were a bunch of things on it, how it's being like, how it's actually like, it's like Jazzercise. It's like, this is like the next Jazzercise is what people are saying. Because it's like, it's fun.
Yeah.
And
it's like Jazzercise of the 80s, the what of the 90s, the PX whatever of the 2000s. And I don't know.
Beat Saber.
Yeah. Of the
2020s?
2010.
Ugh.
It's almost the
2020s. Almost.
Oh, this is killing me. Might as well just hang me now. Ah! Anyways, so yeah, that's cool. That's what's going on in the Riff Rap. All right, it's now time for what? Their Thing 12?
Deal of the Week.
Yes, it is. What do we have to showcase? What is, it's, actually there's a cool game. It's, it was actually more about just games. Like, I think we mentioned Hasbro had a family fun pack. So it's like, if you like to play Battleship or the old school Scrabble or Monopoly or Risk, those games, you can buy them all now for the console for $10. So if you want to play with friends that aren't living with you around you now,
mm-hmm.
to me as a board gamer, I love this little pack. Granted, I get a little more geeky in my games than these. But, I mean, figure Risk has got to be a pretty cool game, right, to play
yeah.
online with somebody if you're into that. $10. You can get it off of Microsoft via eBay offers that. So if you go to eBay, I guess, and type in Hasbro Family Fun Pack Conquest Edition for Xbox One, you can pick it up for about $10 with free shipping, which is pretty cool. Need for Speed is another game that's out for $10. At Wally World, Walmart, they're offering it up. $9.99 in-store pickup would dodge the $9 shipping for it. That's a good deal.
Mm-hmm.
Call of Duty at $15. Is there anything else here?
Oof.
Oh, Fallout 76 for PS4. Gamefly discounts. A select number of used games you can buy, right? It's called a pre-played blowout sale. The price starts at $4.99 for Fallout 76 on PS4. That game is...
I feel bad. I almost... That's so loud. I feel so bad for them, because that's such... It's, that game is so bad.
Yeah.
That, like, they probably just...
Yeah, they're dumping it. Dumping it and going. So people are going back to Fallout 4 just to play that, I think, because they want mm-hmm. it so bad. So that's pretty much it. Amazon offers Red Dead Redemption 2 for Xbox One. It's now at $39.88 mm-hmm. with free shipping. That's kind of cool. Good price for that. I tell you, I love watching that Minecraft still. No, I'd love to do 3D Minecraft, but people are still playing some of that game.
3D? VR?
VR. Love it on VR. I actually played a little bit of it. Liked it. So, yeah, that's the deals. What's going on? All right, lastly, let's take a look. New releases. I'm telling you, I didn't see a ton. We're looking at the week of March 3rd through March 9th, so next week. The interesting thing is they have Black Desert Online for Xbox One. Have you heard about this? Large-scale sandbox-oriented MMO RPG that provides you with a variety of unique experiences with action, battle, strategy-based castle, siege, sophisticated simulation. Dang. Black Desert. I'd like to take a look at that one and see. That actually looked kind of cool out of all the ones that are out. It got a good rating of 7, but that was pretty much it. The rest of it's pretty much... small game designers. There is RBI, Baseball 19. So this is interesting because I didn't think there was a baseball game out there for that isn't made by Was it MLB? Isn't it EA?
EA Sports.
Yeah. But this one is called RBI Baseball 19, out for Xbox One and Nintendo Switch. So if you're a baseball fan and you don't want
to That'd be cool on Nintendo Switch, because you get, like, you maybe like motion controls where you can swing. Maybe. Right. I don't know if they'll do that.
But. I don't know either. It'd be worth. But if you like baseball, you should check that out. RBI Baseball 19. And then there's a bunch of, like I said, just a bunch of new games out. Dragon Marked for Death Frontline Fighters. There's a couple of games out. Advanced Attackers. That's out for our friends that are listening overseas, Europe. They're coming out for Nintendo Switch. And have you seen anything else? One game. Oh, Kirby. Kirby's Extra Epic Yarn. Do you remember when that game first came out?
Yeah.
I mean, it was pretty cool. It was addicting as heck.
Yeah.
If you remember playing it.
I remember I used to go over to my friend's house, Mako's Meep, a bunch. And
yeah.
We would always play Smash Bros., but, like, he would always be playing... If it wasn't Smash Bros., he would always be playing Kirby's Epic Yarn.
Right.
And it's like, yeah.
So the game's coming out for the United States and Europe. It's on 3DS now. So it was getting a killer rating, 8.5. So if it wasn't on 3DS before, it is now. They launched for it. So that's kind of cool for those that still have the portable Game Boys and Game Boys. You know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
3DSs. The other game that I saw that was really cool was Path of Exile Synthesis.
Yeah.
It's a free-to-play PC online action role-playing game. And it's based on, like, a dark fantasy world. But the cool thing is it got a superb rating of 9 and a user rating of 8.3. So if you're interested, it's on Xbox One. It says for a free-to-play game. So it must be if on Xbox One. I'll take a look at it, because one of the best RPGs I played in a while was a game that was offered for free, Dungeons & Dragons, on Xbox for a while. I played that with a buddy. So if you're looking for something free to jump onto, you got Xbox One, probably, I don't know if you need gold or not, but Path of Exile is the game to look at. Hmm. And then there's Assault Android Cactus. So basically what it is you just jump around a cactus and you try to get pushed the other player into the cactus.
Like musical chairs, but one of the chairs are actually cactus.
Yes.
And then once someone sits on the cactus,
yes,
then it kicks out, and then another chair
now
is
you're
a cactus.
Getting it. Yes. No, huh. Not at all. Uh-huh. That's not what's happening at all. Yeah, I don't know what the cactus game is. It's bad. Anyways, so yeah, that's it, my boy. That's what's coming out this week. My son, March 3rd through March 9th is what's out. So, all right, anything else? No?
Nope.
Boy, that was chirp, chort, and low to the ground. That was a nice, pithy little concise. Once we actually figured out we're on the same page, yeah, talking about the same game. So, all right, folks, we appreciate you listening each and every week and a half, as we go through this. Mm-hmm. We'll be back with more gaming guru gobbledygook. Just trying to find another G word. Until next time, though, game on.
Joystick, the Joystick Show.